Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back to throw, they blitz him. He throws it left, it's intercepted at the 30. Right to the 40. Across midfield and the sideline, and this is coming all the way. It's a pick six for the Philadelphia Eagles.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where normally we'd be chopping up some playoff football, but the news is out. Mike McCarthy is out, and it's sounding more and more like it might have been his choice, not the Cowboys' choice. I'm sure that will be debated. I'm going to take you right now to Corey Majors as we're doing the KNC Masterpiece kind of on the fly. We bring in Zach Wolchuk, who you, of course, know from the pre- and post-game extravaganza as part of the Dallas Cowboys, your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. Zach, thanks for jumping on with us.
Of course, man.
I'm going to let you talk more in a minute because Corey needs to tell us information.
All right, one thing of housekeeping note for Ian Rapoport, clarity. Though Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy is under contract through tomorrow, a source says that he can now speak with teams immediately. So okay, that's an interesting note because if your contract's still there, like how can that be? Well, I'm out of here. So I'm ready to move on from this. We've agreed to it. That could be that the Cowboys said see you later.
Yeah.
The other thing that makes me think that it's McCarthy is Calvin Watkins reporting that McCarthy has already reached out to his coaching staff to let them know and talk to his coaching staff. So in my opinion, I feel like if you had that and you were ready to just go ahead and start talking to your coaches about it, you were already, you know, understanding that you were on your way out there. So those are two little things of note that can balance out this conversation a little bit more.
Now, Wolchuk, I think where you were before the show feels exceedingly relevant. Where were you? What were you doing? And are you seem very surprised by this?
Stunned. Really, really am. So I was just doing the draft show there at the Star in Frisco, and we had Kyle Yeomans with us. I was with Brian Vach Lombardi, obviously Chris Beam, who produces it for us there. And there was no buzz of any potential McCarthy news. Everything seemed to be status quo. In fact, I was listening to you guys driving up over here afterwards, and you guys broke the news. I immediately called Kyle. I was like, dude, is this legitimate? And he said, yeah, this is legit, and this has caught us at least by surprise, it seems. Now, they're always prepared. They've got articles ready to go,
sure.
Whether he's staying, whether he's going. I mean, they're top-notch there with DallasCowboys.com with what Derek Eagleton and Nick Eatman are doing. But I don't think anybody really saw this happening, which you're right, Corey. That leans me to say, okay, this is probably a McCarthy decision. And if you're Jerry, I kind of understand. Look, the whole him being a little bit cheap when it comes to coaches, I think now is out there. I don't think this is a media-driven narrative. Sure. I think fans now, Cowboy fans are smarter and smarter every year with what we have with the
Despite
internet.
Do you know the size of the check I would ride?
That's a bunch of bull.
Yeah.
It's not true. There's
I
no salary cap for coaching. So the one way to put your money where your mouth is there is go out and get the best coach, get the best staff, and pay them as such. You don't want to do so. So Jerry's kind of in a limbo here where, well, Mike, if you go out there and this team S's the bet again, then I'm going to be having a conversation of, do I need to fire you? And one thing seems to be true to me. Jerry doesn't want to fire and then pay a coach to go sit and drink Mai Tais on the beach. That ain't something he wants to do. So now I'm going to give you a deal, and in a year, I might be having the same conversation. So if Mike wants 4 or 5 years, Jerry's like, ooh, I don't know about that, because then I'm going to be on the hook if I got a Kanya for paying you out on those other years.
So this is for all three of you, and maybe Corey, Kevin, Zach, you guys share this and just pass it around. Is if I am a candidate to be a head coach in the NFL, now we just saw Mike Vrabel was hired by New England. He just had his press conference, but there's other jobs available.
Go ahead. Real quick. All right. You just pointed out Vrabel was having his press conference as the news broke.
Yeah.
The Cowboys news breaks. Robert Kraft gets covered up by Jerry Jones saying,
That's why you're not in the Hall of Fame and you never will be.
Back to you, Mike.
So you have other jobs where they have $50 to $100 million of cap space. Maybe they have a quarterback. Maybe they don't.
Sure.
You have a quarterback here who's locked in. You have no salary cap room. You don't have a lot of draft picks. You do have your normal amount of draft picks. You have a few more.
Except for your fourth.
But right. Yeah. But you have the comp picks or whatever. But you don't have like one first, 2 seconds. You know, like you're very limited here over the next 3 years on what you can do to this team. You do have a great defensive player in Micah Parsons. You have a great receiver. You have a quarterback who is getting hurt on a consistent basis. When he's healthy, he's usually good, but not great. I'm just throwing this out to you. Maybe Corey, you can be the first to take this. Is
I already have an answer for your question too.
Okay. Or Kevin, how much do you look at this job versus the others and just go, I'm just looking at the team and what I can do over the next 3 years.
The type, and that's why I think the type of person you will draw outside of the, I need a job candidate is the, I can fix them candidate. And like, That can be good if it works, but it can be disastrous because essentially, why would you come here? If you're like, let's just use Ben Johnson as an example. He seems to be somebody that like a lot of different teams want. Okay, if you're Ben Johnson, why would you go to the Cowboys as opposed to, let's use the Bears, who have their quarterback, we think, and a lot of money? It's because you know everything will be on you in Dallas. And if you believe in yourself that much or have that much of an ego, then you're going to be at least kind of interested in this job because you're going to know whatever you do in life, it doesn't matter. If the Chargers win the Super Bowl, that's going to be cool and that's going to be awesome on Jim Harbaugh's resume. If he would have come here and won the Super Bowl, legendary forever. And I think that's the difference.
It's also a year too late. The name you just mentioned, I know, would have taken this job, and that is Harbaugh. And I think that would have gotten everybody pretty darn excited. Problem is, I don't know that Jerry really would have wanted a Harbaugh, because if that coach comes in here and wins a championship, who's getting the credit?
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Then it's that coach.
Yeah.
Right. And it does seem like from how the Cowboys are going about this whole coaching cycle right now, and now they're all of a sudden a team that's in the mix that needs to start doing some interviews when everybody else has already done some of these. One team's already hired a coach. You're late to the party again, which is a theme with this football team. But I really think Jerry believes what he said when he let go, him and Jimmy parted ways. Anybody could coach this team. What was the number?
500.
500 coaches. I really think he believes as long as I put together a good enough team, any coach can do it. That's proven to be totally false. Coaching absolutely matters, but I do believe that that is how he feels. He does not care as much as we do about who is the coach of this team.
And my concern, Mike, this kind of is built into your question. My concern is, and I've used this analogy before, that Jerry still thinks the Cowboys are Notre Dame in the 80s and people don't have those same options. I do still, I mean, look, I don't think anyone will argue the Cowboys get the biggest spotlight they have forever. They probably will for a really long time. But I still think he thinks that people are willing to take a discount or willing to do this or deal with that because it's the Cowboys. And I think the game's evolved, even though this is the biggest spotlight, you can still go to other places and still have great runs, and you don't need the Cowboys as much as I think he thinks people do.
Mike, would you do me a favor?
Yo.
Would you repeat the question?
The question is, if I'm a coach out there, Ben Johnson,
yep,
that's who Kevin loves, whoever, I have a quarterback that's stuck at $89 million. I know I'm going to redo it, but I have no cap space. I can't bring in four players from the Detroit Lions I like. I don't have the money to do it. I only have a first-round pick and then a second-round pick, and then from there, it gets really tough to have impact players as a rookie. I don't really have much here. I do have a great defensive player. I do have a great wide receiver, but I don't have much to change this team over the next 3 years. If you really look at where they're at, this is the team for the next 3 years besides draft picks. How bad do I want this job if Jacksonville is offering me, if Chicago is offering me, if New Orleans, and I'm not saying the Cowboys are the worst. They are not. I might choose some other franchise over the Cowboys because of my control and then how I can change the team into my team.
Yeah, okay. The other jobs, I'm just looking at them. The Bears are really the best one out of the five that are left. And now the Cowboys being added.
I agree with that.
I think the Bears are because you got a elite receiver grouping there. You got a young quarterback that you can work with. Pretty good defense. They just need some organization. They just need some direction. And that Bears group could be, now it's a tough division, but who cares? Let's go up there and try and win in that division. Other than that, the Cowboys are the first splash name. I mean, the Jets aren't a splash. It's the Jets. You got to deal with the Jets. The Saints aren't a splash. It's
and
the
they're
Saints.
Way more screwed on their cap than we are.
Jacksonville is a hole. Nobody wants to be there. So the Cowboys' name splashes. When the Rangers went to Ron Washington was like, I will take this job. That's what I see more than anything else. If you're getting ready to be a first-time head coach, you're looking at this thing going, I can take the Cowboys job, or I can take all these other ones. I'll take the Cowboys job because it's available. They would want to do that. That's what they would want, the opportunity to do that. Other than that, Kevin's right. The opportunity to, I can change the Cowboys organization. There are only a few names that I really think can actually change this organization, and there would have to be a lot of people that would take seats back in that, but only a few names that I think can change them. Other ones would come in here, and they know the organization well enough, they know Jerry Jones well enough that they can think they can work with him, but they'll get tired of it after 3 years.
Woolchuck, special person, man.
Okay, and what I'm afraid of, Woolchuck, is Bobby said something about, you know Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
Is that Kellen Moore is not a hot name anymore. He's not getting a lot of attention. He very well may never get an NFL head coaching job unless he's willing to come back to the Big Top. And he knows his role in the Big Top. I still fear that that's the coach the Cowboys are going to pick up. Somebody who like it, love it, don't care, you're going to deal with it. And that's who and they're going to find somebody who'd be like, yes, sir.
There's a lot of moving parts that you've got to juggle as the head coach of this team.
Yeah.
That you don't have to deal with anywhere else in the National Football League. The circus is real, and I think that's part of why Mike McCarthy's probably saying, dude, I've kind of had enough here. And I think you're absolutely right. Ben Johnson, and like my brother-in-law was texting me, there's only one name I want to hear all day. Ben Johnson, will it into existence. Eliza deserves to see a Super Bowl in her lifetime.
True.
Like, I'd love that. I'd love to see a Super Bowl really in my lifetime. I was like 4 years old, 3 years old last time they won one over the Steelers. I don't remember it. I remember a box of popcorn that we brought for the Super Bowl party. That's kind of my recollection of that.
And that's why when James Grover on YouTube sends him, what are the chances they would interview Dion or Freeman from Notre Dame?
Mm.
I just look at it and say, that is the bad fit for the Jones family because those people have tons of options. Freeman right now, I mean, look, whether or not they win or lose next week, I mean, it'd be great if they won. But whether or not they win or lose, he's fine, and he can do whatever he wants. Dion can do whatever he wants. That's not the kind of coach I think we're looking for. I think we're looking for the kind of coach who's like, I already got two strikes. I need to make this work.
Those are program builders. And Ben Johnson wants to take a job where he's aligned with the general manager. When you're coming into this job, it's kind of like, all right, just don't get in the way. Jerry is going to be the orchestrator of everything. Steven, Will, they've all got their roles. As the head coach, you've got yours as well. Just don't go ahead and muck up what we've got going on.
We're out of time, but you also have to look at in the final eight in the NFL is Philadelphia and Washington.
I think that... I don't think that has nothing to do with this. I really don't.
Did you just do a double negative?
That's right.
That equals a positive.
Exactly.